From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kaylin Hellier. The Lincoln University Board of Curators today has released the results of its third-party investigation into the university and its president, John B. Mosley, and voted to bring Mosley back from his leave of absence. KBIA's Caitlin McElwain has more.
Vice President of Student Affairs Dr. Candia Bailey died by suicide in January, and in a letter cited bullying from the university president as one of her reasons for taking her life. But a St. Louis law firm concluded that the allegations in Candia Bailey's letter are, quote, wholly unfounded. The report says investigators interviewed 19 employees, several of whom worked closely with Candia Bailey and President Mosley. And it says no employee reported witnessing bullying or being bullied by Mosley themselves. Investigators also reported no instances of bullying in their review of text messages and emails between Mosley and Candia Bailey. In an open letter, the Board of Curators says it will expand Lincoln University's mental and behavioral health support on campus and says Mosley's record of striving for excellence benefits, quote, all members of the Lincoln community. I'm Caitlin McElwain, KBIA News.
A third man was charged with second-degree murder today in connection with the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally shooting that killed a woman and injured dozens of others. 20-year-old Terry Young was also charged with unlawful use of a weapon and two counts of armed criminal action. Though all suspected shooters are accounted for, Jackson County Prosecuting Attorney Gene Peters Baker said additional charges are expected. Congressional leaders left out a measure compensating people for radioactive waste exposure from a must-pass government funding bill. Members of the Missouri delegation wanted to include the Radioactive Exposure Compensation Act in a government funding bill that needs to be passed by tomorrow. Senator Josh Hawley's bill would, among other things, expand the program to St. Louis area residents who were sickened by radioactive waste exposure. GOP Congresswoman Ann Wagner said on the House floor that Congress must act.
I am outraged. Senate and House negotiators left this urgently needed legislation out of the spending package. Mr. Speaker, time is of the essence.
Hawley said in a statement that the House should, quote, stop screwing around with Missouri and pass his bill. The deadline for the Access Missouri grant has been extended to June 1st due to ongoing issues with filing for the FAFSA. The Missouri Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development said Missouri FAFSA filing rates are lower than expected. Therefore, it is extending the grant application for a second time. Students who file a FAFSA by the priority deadline of April 1st and are eligible for the grant are guaranteed to receive an award. The department also issued a notice about a scam regarding student loan forgiveness. They said it will never initiate a call to you regarding student loan forgiveness, nor is there a Missouri loan forgiveness program. I'm Kaylin Hellier, KBIA News, Columbia.